Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I'm Kerry Green. I am a retired pastor and your brother on the road to living a life that matters, a life that reflects the power of Jesus Christ in us, that he has placed in us by virtue of his death and his resurrection. And those are not just theological terms. Those are truths. And The Morning Mindset is here to help you think about those truths in a way that makes a difference in your life. Did you know that Christianity is not just meant to be warm, touchy feelings and concepts that make you feel good about life? Christianity is meant to fill you up with truth, which is what The Morning Mindset is about. Hey, before we get into the topic today, I wanted to let you know that you can set up your Alexa smart speaker to play The Morning Mindset for you each day. Did you know that? It's really simple. You need to log into your online account at Amazon.com. You need to go to the search bar at the top, and there's a little gray arrow right next to the search bar. If you click on that, you'll see one of the first options is Alexa Skills. You click on that, and in the search box that you find on the next page, you will just type in Morning Mindset and hit search. The Morning Mindset should be the first selection that shows up. Click on the title, and on the right-hand side, there will be a button that says Enable Skill. Then all you have to do after it's enabled is go to your Alexa speaker and say, Alexa, play my flash briefing. And The Morning Mindset will begin to play. So every morning when you speak that command, it will play the most recent episode of The Morning Mindset. It's an easy way to make Alexa part of your day. You can actually redeem the time, use the technology to help you get your mind aligned with the truth of God. Now, yesterday, I started a train of thought about what would happen in our lives if it were true. If it were true that Jesus Christ really is our life, and how would that impact the things that we tend to experience inside our own heads and hearts? Things like insecurity and self-doubt or self-recrimination. What would happen to those things if we let the reality of the truth of Jesus Christ living in us truly take hold and have its effect? Well, I want to ask you that question. Stop and think right now about the one besetting mindset sin or mindset struggle that you have. It typically, in my experience, has to do with something you think about yourself. All of us tend to have some kind of negative self-talk. That's what people call it these days. It's the talk that goes on inside your own head about yourself from yourself. I think that's a fairly accurate term. What is that negative self-talk that's going on? Do you run yourself down? Do you repeat the words that maybe were said to you as a child about who you are and whether you'll ever amount to anything? I mean, is that ringing true for you, that that kind of stuff exists in your own mind from day to day? Just stop for a moment and think about what you say to yourself when you make mistakes. What do you say for yourself when you commit the same sin that you always struggle with? What are the things that come to your mind in those moments? It's usually some kind of talk that you say to yourself along the line of insecurity or doubt or self-recrimination that is not true. Let that fact sink in. It is not true. It's just what you've learned to think about yourself from various experiences and various things you've heard said about you by influential or authoritative figures in your life. And it's time for you to stop listening to them and start listening to the most authoritative figure in your life, your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. He says through the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, you are no longer living, but Christ now lives in you. Christ is your life. And if that is true, my friends, if that is true, there is nothing you can't overcome, including those negative self-talk things that you say to yourself. They may be a plague, they may be a scourge and a difficult thing to overcome, but you can overcome them. And in the days to come, we're going to talk about some of those things more specifically. And I want you to apply it to yourself as you hear it. But for today, my friends, move forward knowing the authority of the universe, Jesus Christ, says you are enough because he is enough in you for today. Join me again tomorrow